You're never gonna believe what had in my cab last night.
Yeah, that's Hervé Villechaize.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the little guy from Fantasy Island. He left these pictures in my cab last night.
What is this, Fantasy Island?
Well, actually, Latke, there really isn't a Fantasy Island.
Well, I wish there was a place like that. Imagine some place you could go in, live out all your fantasies.
You seem to have a perspective on world events that somehow eludes the average man.
You're no slouch yourself.
Ooh, I have a fantasy on it.
Hi!
I have other dreams, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, the famous singer, Bobby Wheeler!
Sometimes I think about doing a little trap.
Wow, you guys are funny looking.
Mr. Villechaize, I do something I'd like you to see. Oh, it's there. You want to see it? Yeah. Okay, here you go. Hey, boss. How are you, boss? Here come the plane, boss.
That's fine.
That was you.
Oh, that's very fine.
Bet she goes back to Hollywood now, huh?
Sure.
It must be some exciting life he leads out there. I bet you he does things that we can only dream about.
Are you kidding? Don't you know what Hollywood's like? I mean, right now that guy's out there surrounded by perverts, weirdos, and human garbage. Makes me glad I didn't go into show business.
You know, it's weird. I think I have a handle on what everyone in this garage would fantasize about. But the only one that throws me is you, Alex. I mean, what would you fantasize about?
Come on.
As a matter of fact, I don't.
Oh, sure.
I don't.
Oh.
No, really, I find it very difficult to fantasize.
You mean you ever fantasize about the beautiful lady in your cab? I mean, everybody's got that one.
Not me.
Me either.
Oh, geez, Alex, I can't even believe it.
Well, listen, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but that's how it is. I don't. I mean, I tried to fantasize. I tried to think up some great situation, but somehow something always goes wrong.
Hello.
Hi there. Where can I take you?
I'm not sure where I want to go. Just drive anywhere.
I think I know where that is.
I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but has anyone ever told you before that the back of your head is quite attractive?
Thank you. The front's nice, too.
That's something to look forward to. You may not believe this, but this is my very first ride in a taxi.
Well, you know what they say, first time's best time.
Well, actually, I've always heard how rude and abrupt cabbies were. You're not that way at all.
Well, the evening is still young.
I'm really enjoying myself. I should have done this long ago.
Me too. Listen, I hope you don't think this is too personal, but, well, even if it is, can I ask you something?
Sure can.
Why did you decide to take this ride tonight?
I was just feeling very alone. I'm a stranger in this big city all by myself, and something told me I should just hail a cab. I didn't know why. Till now.
Feeling a little warm?
Ever since I got into this cab.
I can turn the heat down.
I don't think you could.
So tell me, Cookie, what brings you to New York?
I'm here with my husband.
She's married.
Who's married?
Huh? Oh, no one. I just drifted off for a second.
Oh, you over there trying to fantasize.
No, I told you, I don't do that kind of stuff.
Oh. Hey, Alex, if you're fantasizing about a woman, make her single.
Well, it's not that easy, you know. I mean, you just can't imagine her single and she comes out single, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, well, let me give it another shot. Look, I can't do this if you're all going to stare at me.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, I mean business this time. So you're married, huh?
No, not really. I just said that.
Why?
I was afraid you'd come on to me.
Oh, why are you admitting that now?
I decided I'd take my chances.
Back on course. Listen, I don't usually do this, but how would you like to... never mind.
Oh, say it, please. Ask me.
Oh, I think you'd find me too presumptuous.
No, say it, please. Don't hold anything back. I'm not.
Would you like to stop someplace and have a cup of coffee?
Oh, I'd love that.
You would? Well, where would you like to go? We can go to my apartment. Or if that would be too uncomfortable for you, we can go out somewhere.
Your apartment sounds fine. In fact, your apartment sounds wonderful.
Oh, great.
This is turning into a marvelous evening. I hope nothing comes along to spoil it.
Don't worry about it. I couldn't stop now if I had to. Can't even be trusted behind the wheel of my own fantasy.
You just gotta relax. You know, just free yourself, you know, and let yourself go with the flow. Put yourself in your own apartment.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's good.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, picture yourself by a roaring fire.
Oh, yeah, that's very good, that's very good.
Now just relax. And remember that it's your fantasy. And in her eyes, you can't do anything wrong.
Yeah, you're right. I just hope she's still alive. More very expensive brandy?
Am I glad that accident was only a fender bender? You're not going to get into any trouble, are you?
No. I have a very understanding dispatcher.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Is it really wonderful?
Yes.
Good.
I've never done anything like this before. Then I've never met anyone like you before.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
What's the matter?
I just realized something. I don't even know your name.
Does it matter?
How am I going to tell my diary about you?
Tawny.
Tawny. My favorite name. I'm Alex.
My favorite name.
I'm afraid something is going to go wrong. This is just too good. Just too good.
No. This is what you've voted for. This is what you deserve.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I do.
Trust this.
Oh. Free at last. Oh, man.
I used to have an uncle named Alexander. Oh, I thought he was the greatest. I haven't seen him in years. We lost touch long ago. I lived in the Bronx, and his family would come and see us every now and then.
Yes, yes.
Oh, he'd always take me someplace, to the park or to the playground or the carnival if it wasn't season. But the thing that I remember was that always end the day by buying me a
double dip Rocky Road ice cream cone with a cherry on top.
Right, how did Uncle Alex?
How's Aunt Rose?
Cousin Mary?
Great. Brother Bill?
Wonderful. Your daughter?
Europe.
I think we've wasted enough time with this dumb talk of fantasies. Fantasies are for losers.
I suppose you don't have any, Louis.
Me? What would I need a fantasy for? I'm usually the object of other people's fantasies.
Oh, sure.
He's true.
Come on, Louis. You mean you wouldn't change anything if you had the chance to?
Nothing. My life is perfect. Maybe there is one or two things I might change to make it even better.
If it had some heat, I'm freezing. You know, Mr. Palmer, turn the heat up if he could. That man, he's a saint.
Bobby's right. As owner of this cab company, Mrs. De Palma has to cooperate with President Rizzo's new energy program. Keeps that thermostat set right where it's supposed to be. 28 degrees.
You know, depression's a lot harder on him. Imagine how tough it would be being the only rich man left in the country.
Yeah. Here he comes now.
Huh?
Here he comes. On your way home, sir? Yeah, I'm bushed. How you guys doing?
Awful.
Yeah, this depression is a darn shame, isn't it? It's a mighty nasty cough you got there, Riga.
Well, it's nothing, sir. Just a touch of double pneumonia. It's going around.
Nevertheless, I think you better see my doctor. Have him take a look at you.
Oh, that's much too kind of you, sir.
No, never mind. Never mind. You know, that could be bronchitis on top of pneumonia. That's what Wheeler's got, and he's dying, aren't you, Wheeler?
Yes, sir.
That's the spirit. Almost done in there?
Not quite.
All right, well, keep at it.
I'm home.
Louie. Louie, darling. I've missed you so much.
Why are you dressed like that?
Because it's so warm in here. You keep it at 85.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Louie, all day long I've been praying that you'll reconsider firing you-know-who.
Not a chance. Not a chance. I think I've been fair. When somebody doesn't pull their weight, they're gone.
But she loves you so much.
I know. Send her in.
He wants to see you, Lassie.
Hey! Come on in and sit down. Sit down.
Bye, Lassie. Bye.
Otto, you're taking some of the surprise out of this now. Get out of here. It's just you and me, girl. Lassie, I know you've been with us a long time. I don't know. I just have to do something with you. I mean, you're getting away with murder. You know, I've got to lay down the laws. Benji, she's going through the roof. Snoopy, through the roof. I mean, what can you do? That's just not enough anymore, girl. I mean, they're out there making millions. Do you know what Benji made last year? Uh-huh. Well, how much did you make last year? Well, that just doesn't cut it, Lassie. Take a walk. All right, but just one. Okay, now beat it.
It was so sad seeing her go.
Yeah, well. Maybe this will make you feel better. It's a little something I picked up on the way home.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Can dream, can he?
Hey, come on, Elaine. I'm trying to get everybody else to talk about their fantasies. Why don't you tell us one of yours?
Yeah. Forget it. I mean, if nobody else is going to talk about it, why should I?
Yeah, you're right. No point. Let's forget it.
But if I were to tell you my fantasy, it would knock you out.
Yeah? Oh, really?
Come on, come on, come on.
What is it?
Ugh. Anybody got any ideas about what we can do?
Let's play another hand of poker.
We always play cards. We play cards every day. That's all we do is play cards.
Play cards.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway. And ballyhoo. The lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train. The rattle of the taxis. The daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby Bobby says goodnight. It's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn.
Elaine, we're trying to play cards here. Come on.
Buzz off.
Goes home to her flat.